for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Productive root systems rely on enzymes to move valuable nutrition from the soil to the plant. Zypro from Helena delivers protected enzymes to the soil to enhance root effectiveness and strengthen early plant growth. Using VersaShield formulation technology, Zypro's enzymes are stabilized to fit seamlessly into fertilizer systems and produce a consistent biological response for up to 60 days. Open the door to nutrition and contact your Helena representative to learn more about Zypro. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Well, wheat harvest continues to move along in different areas depending on rain amounts and when producers can get into their fields. Harvest is taking place from the Oklahoma-Texas line to the Oklahoma-Kansas line. More progress has been made along the I-35 corridor up into Kansas on early cuttings, with producers just getting started in the Gulfdry-Helena areas and then Burlington and Alva regions of north central and northwest Oklahoma. No harvest has been reported at elevator locations taking place from Shattuck up into the panhandle regions of Balco and Hooker. It is thought some dry land harvest might begin in those panhandle regions over the weekend or the beginning of next week. In southern Oklahoma, test weights at most locations are still falling in the ranges of 60 to 62 pounds per bushel. In central and west central regions, test weights are ranging from 58 to 60 pounds per bushel. Early reports from northern Oklahoma across the state have test weights ranging from 60 to 62 pounds per bushel. Yields on wheat being taken in as harvest progresses in southern Oklahoma are still favorable at this point. Most reporting 30 to 40 bushel per acre yields in southern Oklahoma. In central Oklahoma, the yields are ranging from the low 20s to mid 30s, with better wheat being reported in the Greenfield and Hinton areas. No yields have been reported in northern Oklahoma locations yet from elevator managers, as most locations are just getting good starts. Some producers are mentioning yields to be ranging in the low 20s to low 40s, depending on location. Well, thankfully, Oklahoma has received some timely rains that have given producers some grass and hay options, but of course, we still need a little bit moisture for pond water. I had the opportunity to sit down with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, who said she'd love to see that moisture hopefully keep coming.
The ponds are still lower than we would like for them to be, especially we're just in June, right? And so we need that moisture to hopefully keep coming. It gets hot here in the summer, as everyone knows, in Oklahoma. So thankful for the grass, and hopefully, I know lots of folks are starting to cut hay, but hopefully the hay situation improves. But there's no question, because of the severity of the drought that we were in, there's probably not enough rain for a little while to resolve some of that as you look across the state.
As the recent Oklahoma legislative session has now been wrapped up, Arthur said there were plenty of positive discussions involving ag in the state.
Really good things from our perspective in regards to the medical marijuana industry and making hopefully some better strides there. I think there's some good work being done. Still lots of things that I think need to be addressed. Very appreciative of the legislature. I know we mentioned the drought, but they directed some dollars, additional dollars, to the Emergency Drought Commission and also expanded that commission so that we've got representation from east of 35 and west of 35. So some two producer voices on that. I think there's the opportunity possibly that may be something that they revisit every year.
To hear my complete conversation with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safena insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safena insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safena insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.